Winter is a watch and see season for Kansas wheat producers as their fall planted stands wait in dormancy. Thanks to a combination of good stand establishment and moisture events, the coffee shop chatter remains optimistic thus far that this harvest will be better than the last, even as recent freezing temperatures threaten the crop with winter kill damage. Richard Cott, who farms in north central Kansas, shared during the recent Kansas wheat board meetings that there is lots of hope thanks to good stand establishment in the fall and more than a foot of snow that lay evenly on fields. Still, it's no secret to anyone who wandered outside, it got cold in Kansas from January 18th through January 21st, with temperatures dropping as low as negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit, according to an e-update from K-State Agronomy issued on January 23rd. Air temperatures were low enough to cause leaf burn, but soil temperatures at 2 inches down never dropped below 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The crop was further protected from snow cover following winter storms on January 6th. According to the e-update, just 2 to 3 inches of snow should be sufficient to insulate the wheat crop from the coldest of temperatures. John Hildebrand near Stafford reported receiving nearly a foot of snow that stuck around for days and had rain come on top. Stands look good in his area in central Kansas, but even the crops left without a blanket of snow still had good stand establishment from moisture this fall, especially for fields planted early. In fact, some of these early planted fields were considered too big going into dormancy. Armed with a large number of tillers and good root development, the crop was and is set up to withstand a Kansas winter. According to the e-update, a well-developed crop with 3 to 5 tillers can handle air temperatures in the single digits fairly well. Over 60% of the Kansas wheat crop emerged by mid-October and likely falls into this category. However, soil temperatures in the single digits can cause significant damage in winter kill, especially to less developed crops, such as fields that emerged after November, which will be more sensitive to winter kill with higher temperature thresholds for damage. Late planted fields without snow cover are the most susceptible to winter kill damage, and there are parts of the state that will need more moisture than anything else as the crop emerges from dormancy. In the monthly Winter Crop Progress Condition Report, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service reported winter wheat conditions with slight improvements from the month prior at 50% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 14% poor to very poor, as of the week ending February 2nd. The true impact of the combined winter weather will not be seen until the crop comes out of dormancy, which K-State estimates will be in another 50 to 60 days. Until then, producers will continue to monitor fields and count the drops or flakes that fall into the rain gauge. Learn more about the potential for winter kill to the Kansas wheat crop and track the crop as it emerges at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.